Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's get out to one David Archer, the former Falcons quarterback, current color analyst on the Falcons radio network. Arch, I'm telling you, man, watching Tua last night, it just breaks my heart to see that happen to him yet again. I'm thinking you may have to retire, but that it's what he does. That's what Mike and I were talking about, and you can relate as a quarterback as well. It's just basic human level, it's just terrible to see.
No question about it, Robbie. And you don't want to see anybody get hurt or anything like that. He's a really good kid, a really good guy,
right.
Too. I had a chance to be around him a little bit when he was in college. Good man. I know Mike probably knows him pretty well as well, but got a great family, all that kind of stuff. But it's a violent game, you know, and you've got to understand that when you got to learn lessons in the game, there's lessons taught in the game that, you know what, as a quarterback, I can't go take people on, you know, and I don't care who you are. You got to get on the ground. And unfortunately, it doesn't take away that we all feel bad about him being hurt, but you also got to be intelligent about what you're doing. He's got to get on the ground there. He'd already had the first down. Just get on the ground, minimize the damage, line up, and get ready to play on the next down. So there's lessons learned. Sometimes they're not learned. Sometimes they're hard learned. And hopefully we'll get Tua back on the field so we can see him play.
It's like the mob. It's a life we chose.
I guess so.
Arch, as a guy that played the position of quarterback professionally for as long as you did, including in the NFL, when I hear Kirk Cousins talk yesterday, and he was addressing issues about his footwork, and he's like, look, I did this. I've gone back to certain footwork I used in the pistol when I was backing up RG3 in Washington. You know, as a quarterback, is that something that, you know, how much does that affect you changing your footwork like that? Or is it just something that you do it, and then once you get a few snaps in, it just kind of becomes a second thought?
I'll be honest with you guys. This has become comical, this conversation about his footwork. He took you behind the window, or took behind the curtain a little bit. There's nothing to this. A lot of quarterbacks will operate from a staggered stance, whether they're right foot up or they're left foot up. It's a comfort type situation. They'll do it under center. You look at Jalen Hurts this weekend. He'll be in a staggered stance under center this weekend. It's just the ability to what leg do you like to push off of? When you're in the pistol set, because play action happens so much quicker than it does under center, it makes more sense to be in a balanced or side by say feet side by side, so you can turn one way or the other and immediately hand off. When you're under center, you've got to get depth and width to run the stretch play or the out or the wide zone play. So I've got to be able to explode out of there and run. I don't have to do that in the pistol set. I just have to turn, take a snap, and hand off. And so he's just trying to find a comfort zone where he feels comfortable doing that. And it's not a big deal. For some reason, it's become this big deal where he doesn't know the footwork or anything like that. It's just a matter of what's comfortable to him to be able to turn either way. So for this to be a story is just a joke to me.
Was Bernie Kosar the innovator of that? Remember, he had that staggered stance. That seemed kind of innovative and weird back in the day.
Well, Bernie looked like a stork anyway, Rob. So his ability to actually move around, I mean, he had to get his body partly turned anyway just to make the rotation to drop the throw.
Talking to Dave Archer, Falcons radio analyst. Hey, Arch, I want to piggyback off that conversation as well, because one of the things that kind of raised up my antenna was Raheem talking about play action in the game plan, right? And he kind of mentioned not wanting to turn your back too much on what Pittsburgh is doing because of what Pittsburgh is doing defensively. Just talk about the difference in running play action under center, shotgun, pistol, and what it feels like as a quarterback to turn your back and then try to get your eyes readjusted to the defense.
Yeah, it all begins with your pre-snap look, of course, Mike, as you know. And if you're under center or if you're in the pistol, you're going to get a pre-snap look to try to get an idea, a gauge what's going to happen defensively once the ball snapped. Then once the ball snapped, if you're under center, your back's going to be turned to the defense a lot longer than it would be in the pistol. Now, as it turned out, we didn't run any play action from pistol either. There still is the ability. You still have to take your eyes off of the defense to catch the football in the shotgun. So or in the pistol set. So you're still going to have to take your eyes off of it. And then once you rotate your head back, either under center or in the pistol, I've got to confirm that what I saw in pre-snap is in fact what happened, or did they change? Did they rotate to something else, which, as you know, can very likely happen? And now I've got to process that pretty quickly to change my thoughts as to where I'm going to go with my progression to throw the football. So the more you can keep your eyes, the story is the more I can keep my eyes on the defense pre-snap and then post-snap, the better I'm going to be at processing and being able to get the ball out on time. Play action's always been one of those things, or run action. I know play action is the popular way to say it. It's really run action.
Right.
A lot of people talk about, you know, Kirk is a great play action quarterback. Yeah, he play fakes and does a really good job of that. But, Mike, you can speak to this. 85% of the action that I'm getting to affect the defense is what my offensive line's doing. Yeah. If my offensive line pass protects, even though I'm play faking in the backfield, there's nobody on that side of the ball that's respecting run game. So it's the run action that the offensive linemen and the tight ends are creating that are making guys, because they have to step to fit the run because they're reading blocks up front. So if they step to fit the run, now I'm getting the run action I want, and the other 15% of that is my little fake in the backfield. So I think we're overplaying what the quarterback, his responsibility or his effect in play action is.
Yeah, that's a great point, too. We used to call that act protection. You get two hard steps in run game, then go straight into pass protection. And you know what's funny, Arch, you talk about getting your eyes whipped around. I got the question last week, why does Chris Lindstrom tap the center, you know, for the snap count? Why isn't this, he's looking between his legs? It's because the center, Drew Dolman, doesn't want to turn his head around. Right, he doesn't want to take his eyes off the defense. Once like you don't want to in play action pass, that's why he gets the tap from Lindstrom, so he can still identify what might be coming at.
All right.
Yeah, you got stimming going on, and let's say I've got somebody in motion. If you watched Pittsburgh, they were sliding their linebackers, so there's responsibilities that could change for Dolman if he's got his head stuck between his legs looking at the snap, and he snaps it as he brings his head up. They may have changed what they look like up front. Exactly. Now you don't know who he's blocking. So it's exactly right.
Arch, when you look at this defense, they have been pretty bad against the run for the last half a season, and they weren't much better on the Friday night game against the Packers. What can we do up front and in the run game to expose this defense and kind of get the run game going to free up Kirk Cousins a little bit in the passing game?
Well, remember, they did give up some yardage in this game in the run game to Green Bay. But remember, 33 of it is on a jet sweep or kind of a reverse play. So maybe the numbers aren't quite as bad as they might have been. But certainly You know, you got to mix up the run game, Bo. You're obviously this was a game that the Atlanta went into in the Pittsburgh game that they had a decided idea. They wanted to run at that Pittsburgh right side, our left side. They wanted to run away from T.J. Watt. They ran twice at Watt in the first half that I could see, and Watt made plays in the backfield on both plays. It was against McGarry. And one of them was in the opening drive that stunted the drive. He makes a tackle on Bijan Robinson for a 3-yard loss when we ran at that side. So they had an idea they wanted to run left. I don't know what their plan is as far as who they would like to run at here in this game, but I think you have to spread it. You're going to have to spread it out a little bit because Philly's going to see the tape and say, hey, they're predominantly running left. If you're self-scouting, you're going to want to kind of counteract that a little bit. You're going to want to run the other way. But you're still going to have to incorporate the run game or the quick passing game, whether it's the quick game or the screen game, to help supplement. This is a fast, active defense for Philly. Fangio does a good job of designing defense. So this won't be any walk in the park. But I think that they can get after him, much like they got after Pittsburgh early on in the game running the football.
All right, as far as Jalen Hurts goes, apparently not quite as explosive as he once was, and apparently you can also befuddle and baffle him blitzing. How do you compromise him, make him uncomfortable?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, you're right, Rob. He's been uncomfortable. If you look at his first 45 games as a quarterback in the National Football League, I think 34 of those as a start, he threw 19 interceptions in 45 games. In his last 18 games, he's thrown 17 interceptions, 15 a year ago, and he threw two Friday night down there in Brazil. So from what I can see on tape, he is forcing the ball into coverage. He's making decisions to try to shove the ball into those three big-time receivers. Now, Dotson didn't get a lot of play this last weekend. You know, he's got Brown and he's got Devontae Smith, but he's got three really good receivers. And now Barkley joins the mix, the guy he threw a touchdown pass to in the game. So that's the problem, is he's got a lot of people to throw the football to. Now, can you confuse him? Can you do some things coverage-wise? Certainly. And we need to generate some turnovers. And he's willing to throw the ball into coverage. So you got to be ready to catch the football when it comes your way. But, you know, just go play your game. He'll probably throw one or two that you can potentially steal.
All right, Arch, we appreciate your time, my friend. Let's go get a win in Philly, for God's sake. We need something to feel good about. Thank you, brother.
Good. How about all those punches that the Cyclones threw last weekend, too, Rob, by the way?
Go Cyclones. Thank you, brother.
See you, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.